Whether you call them the terrible twos and threes or terrific twos and threes, or you have a threenager, we all know that toddler life is crazy. Good crazy and messy crazy. We've already talked in episode 26 about how with this newfound independence in language, often comes some sort of sleep regression or change in sleep patterns. And one great tool to introduce at this time to help lean into both boundaries and also that independence your toddler craves so much is a toddler clock. Even if your toddler is not struggling with sleep, it's a great tool to introduce and implement. Hey there, I'm Lauren Engler, your fellow mom friend and pediatric sleep consultant of Via Graces. This is a place where you'll learn all the sleep tips and tricks so you feel equipped to navigate the ups and downs of your little one's sleep. You'll also get an inside look at our family life as I share the real joys and tougher moments of parenting. So whether you're nap trapped, driving to daycare pickup, or you're enjoying a solo evening walk, my goal is for this podcast to be another reminder that when it comes to most things in parenting, all it takes is a plan and a whole lot of grace. I'm so glad you're here. Let's dive right in here and first talk, what is a toddler clock? When I say toddler clock, I'm talking about some sort of visual device that makes it easy for your little one to understand when it's nighttime and when it's morning time, when they're supposed to be in bed and sleeping, and when it's time to get up for the day. They're usually based on a colored light system, but they're all a bit different. The most popular toddler clocks include the Hatch, the Mella, and the OK to Wake clock. I'll link them in the show notes so you can check them all out. But our family favorite and what we recommend to the families we work with is the Hatch Rest. It's basically a little egg-ish shaped light that you can sit on some sort of shelf. And the main reason I love it is because you can control it right from your phone. You can manually turn the light on in the morning, or you can set a program for what time the light comes on, and your child can even choose which color they want to wake up to. Green, blue, purple. And then if, for whatever reason, you need to change what time the color comes on, but your child is already asleep, you can simply change it right from your phone. You don't have to worry about sneaking into their room when they're already asleep. And if your little one's afraid of the dark, you can also set it to red and use it as a nightlight overnight, and then have the color change at wake-up time. I have a whole blog post about why the Hatch is our favorite and different ways to use it, so I'll link that in the show notes if you're curious to learn more about the Hatch specifically. Another classic toddler clock is the OK to Wake clock. I think it's one of the original toddler clocks, and it kind of looks like a cute little green alien alarm clock. And the clock lights up green when it's time for your little one to get up for the day. It also has a nightlight function that you can keep on or turn off. The thing I don't love about the OK to Wake clock is that it works like a standard alarm clock where you have to manually set it from the clock. So if your little one is already sleeping, it's going to be tougher to change. Or when we talk about how to actually start using a toddler clock, it's harder to be more flexible since you have to actually manually set the time. But I know people who love it and it absolutely works. The other popular one is the Little Hippo Mella. I've not personally used it, but I've heard really great things. It basically seems like a fancier OK to Wake clock. So you still have to set it manually, but there are more color options for your toddler to choose to wake up to. And it has a cute little face on the screen that looks like it's sleeping when it's sleep time, which I think is really fun. I've even known people who have used a good old digital clock, but they just cover up the minutes and they talk about waiting for the magic 7. So rather than waking up when the light turns green, they know they can get out of bed when they see the magic 7. So this would be better for our kiddos, obviously, who can now recognize numbers. So if your little one has a birthday coming up or you're making holiday wish lists, a toddler clock is a really good one to put on that list for maybe a grandparent to get, some aunts and uncles to go in on, even for you to get for them. So keep that in mind. Now let's talk the why of toddler clocks and how they can support your child's sleep. First, I just want you to know that you will never hear me say, you have to get this one product. If you don't, good luck. Sleep is not going to happen. You'll certainly hear me give you our favorite product recommendations, but I am not going to say you must get a toddler clock or else you're doomed. I do, however, think they're super helpful and can make your toddler sleep go from it's fine, just a bit unpredictable to good. And I love that I can pretty much know what to expect day to day. So in my opinion, the biggest why behind toddler clocks is morning time. Whether your little one is an early riser or not, toddler clocks are super helpful in letting your child know the difference between nighttime and morning time. because hopefully their room is nice and dark, so there's not outside light streaming in to wake them for the day. So if they stir at night or in the morning, they can take a peek at their light. If it's still red, red means bed, or if it's still off, it's still sleep time. But if it's blue or green or purple, mom and dad are about to come and get me out of my crib, or now I can get out of my bed. And this is especially helpful for the little ones who do tend to be early risers. Very few people want to start their day before 6 a.m. Or if you do, maybe you're a morning person, unlike me, that's your happy place. You probably want to start your day solo. So rather than your toddler jumping up and down in their crib from 5:30 to 6 a.m. until you get them, or rather than telling your five-year-old, go back to your room, it's still nighttime, four times, your child learns to rely on the clock. And teaching them they have to remain in bed, lying down and quiet until their light comes on can actually retrain them to fall back asleep and reset their little body clocks to a more reasonable wake-up time. Maybe the kiddo who once woke every day at 5:30 now wakes up around 6 or 6:30 because we were able to retrain their body clocks using the clock. And depending on your child's age and kind of your house rules, you get to decide what happens when the light comes on. Do you go get them? Can they come out? Is that when they get up but stay in their room reading or playing until a certain time? Some parents also use their toddler clock as a nightlight. A rule of thumb we have around nightlights, however, is to only introduce one if your child has expressed a fear of the dark, which usually doesn't come up until kids are closer to the age of 3. So if their sleep is all of a sudden thrown off, maybe they're protesting bedtime, we're not going to say, "Are you afraid of the dark?" Because now we've just planted the idea that the dark can be scary. My now 6-year-old never expressed a fear of the dark, so she never had that red light on. But my now 4-year-old did around the age of 3, and they share a room. So about a year ago, we started turning the hatch on red all night long. 6-year-old doesn't need it, 4-year-old does, and it's helpful. So if your child has expressed a fear of the dark, you can absolutely use a nightlight. But another tip is to use a red or even orange light, as those colors will not interfere with your child's sleep like a white or blue light will. The other reason I love toddler clocks is because of the independence and consistency they bring. It is so important that we as parents remain consistent when it comes to boundaries and expectations with our children. What will happen when I is important across the board. And thinking of sleep, what will happen if I get out of bed at 5:30 a.m.? Do I crawl into bed with mom and dad? Do I get to go downstairs and watch TV? Do they send me back to my room to sleep? How will I know when I can get out of bed? And along with consistency from us as parents comes independence for our children. While we tell them when it's bedtime, they can choose their jammies and their books. While we'll kiss them goodnight, we can teach them how to tuck themselves back in if their covers fall off in the middle of the night. And toddler clocks play a big role in fostering further independence with our kids. Rather than our kids having to go back to sleep because we said so, they understand it's time for sleep because the clock says so. And rather than it seeming like we're simply deciding when our child can get up for the day, the clock changing colors is deciding for us. It teaches the child to look to the clock rather than simply waiting until mom or dad says it's time. Now let's talk about when you can start using a toddler clock. When we work with families who have kids in an open bed, which is ideally age 3 or older, we highly recommend a toddler clock as it helps keep boundaries around the new freedoms an open bed brings. However, we suggest parents start using a toddler clock even sooner if possible while their child is still in a crib. I have found that around the age of 2 is when kids are able to start understanding the concept of a toddler clock. This is actually when we introduced our oldest to the hatch, and it worked really well. And with my middle daughter, she was already sharing a room with big sisters, so we didn't really have to teach her to use the hatch. She just kind of always knew because she saw big sister use it. Which is why some families start using one closer to 18 months, and I think that's great. They start using it with the idea that although their child might not yet understand that the light turning on means it's time to wake up, as soon as they do understand, it's already a routine that's been in place for a while. But starting the concept while your toddler is still in a crib is so, so helpful because it often helps make the transition from crib to bed that much more seamless. Yes, they have this new freedom, and they know the day doesn't start until the light turns green. So the idea of getting out of bed before it's green is a lot more foreign, and you have a much better chance of smoother mornings and maybe even overnights if the toddler clock is already a routine. Okay, now I'm going to walk you through how I recommend introducing your child to a toddler clock. So for kids in a crib, here's what you'll do. The goal is to direct their little eyes and attention to the clock as soon as you go in their room to get them. If you can't set the clock from your phone, set it for what time they usually wake up, maybe even err on the side of a bit earlier so you know it'll be when they wake up. Or if it's the hatch, you don't have to set it. When you hear your little one wake up, right before you walk in, turn their toddler clock light on, then go in and make a really big deal. Good morning. The light is green and green means go. Oh, I'm so happy to see you. The green light is on and so now it's time to wake up. So you'll do this every day, turning it on right before you go in and direct their attention to the light. Then as they start catching on, put some more wait time in there. They wake up. Now wait maybe 5 minutes before getting them. Then make the light turn green, go in there, direct their attention to it. The goal is to help them connect the light changing with getting up. So the end goal is that if your little one wakes up and the light isn't green, they'll either go back to sleep or just chill for 5, 10, 15 minutes until the light turns green. When our middle daughter was still in her crib, she'd stand up as soon as the light turned blue and say, "Dad, my hatch is blue." In that same rhythm every single morning, kind of song-like. We still joke about it. She still remembers it super vividly. And it was always Dad, even though I often got her up. It was just what she did. So once you feel good about your toddler's understanding of the clock, you can now program it and kind of pick the happy medium of when they usually get up. If they usually wake up between 6:30 and 7, maybe set the clock for 6:45. Or if they're content to hang there, you could set it for 7 and know that you'll get warm coffee in peace until 7 a.m. For kiddos already in a big bed, it will take some more time or maybe just more practice and consistency because they physically can get out of bed sooner. So we have to teach them not to. When first introducing it, explore it during the day and play pretend with it. Make a little game where your toddler lays down and pretends to sleep when their light is off, and then when it turns green, make a big deal about it being time to wake up and let them jump up. Then switch. You lay down and you pretend to sleep. Peek your eye open and say, "Oh, it's not green yet," or "It's still red, it's time for bed," and close your eyes again. Then open them again. Now it's green, yay! Show them how exciting it is when the clock changes colors. This is another plug for the hatch because you can do it right there from your phone. Your child can even push the button to make the color change, which is pretty cool. Then when your child goes to sleep that night, show them where the light is and remind them that this special light will come on when it's time to wake up. You'll also want to talk about the clock quite a bit the first several days you're implementing it, both during the day and at bedtime, because just practicing once or twice and reminding them at bedtime is not going to do the trick. And if your child is still waking in the night, when you go to respond, direct their attention to the clock. You can say something like, "Your light is still red, and red means bed. It's time to sleep. Show me how you lay down, close your eyes, and be quiet." Although the end goal is to program the clock so that it comes on at the same time each morning, whether your child has been awake for a few minutes or if they're still asleep, I suggest parents start by setting the bar a bit lower so their child is able to achieve success more quickly. For example, if your end goal is to get your child out of bed at 7 a.m., but right now 6 a.m. is the norm, start by setting the clock for 6:05 so you can push them a bit, but you're not expecting them to do something unrealistic, and then keep going from there, 6:10, 6:15, 6:30. We want them to have quick success so they're excited about it and so they buy in. This might sound overwhelming, or you might be so ready to get the toddler clock party started. Either way, I want to make sure you have our bedtime routine chart and boundary card freebie. You can find it at viagraces.com/boundaries, or I'll link it in the show notes. But the printable boundary cards are literally lay down, close your eyes, and then stay in bed until blank, and you're picking that color from your toddler clock. You can definitely use this with a toddler in a crib, but I'd for sure suggest using those cards if you're implementing these new boundaries with an open bed. They help your little one know what to expect. They help you know what you're expecting, and the guide gives some more ideas as to how you can use those cards. So make sure you check it out. One last question I want to address. Could using a toddler clock wake my child up in the morning? No one wants to wake up their kiddo if they can avoid it. I can't answer that for every child, but I can speak from experience as a mom of two girls who use one every night and morning, and as a sleep consultant who has worked with countless families who use one as well. The light waking your little one up is uncommon. Has it woken my girls up before? Yeah, for sure. At least they've said it has, but they were probably in a super light sleep about to wake up anyway, so I don't mind. Have they slept through the light changing? Yes, many times. I'd say at least once a week, if not more. And do they sometimes wake up before it? Yeah, probably the majority of the time, and they stay in bed quietly until it changes. So don't let the fear of the clock waking your little one keep you from implementing it. The benefits far outweigh the risk of it waking your little one. Plus, if that becomes a pattern, just program it to change later. So to wrap this all up, if you have a toddler in a crib or a child in a big bed, I highly recommend you consider implementing the use of a toddler clock. So what's the plan here? The plan is an actual tool, a light system to help you as parents establish and keep boundaries and expectations around sleep. The plan is to help your child feel more autonomy when it comes to sleep, which is good for us all. And the plan is consistency. And the grace is slow and steady. Your little one very likely won't catch on right away. It will take time. And some mornings will be easier than others, and that's to be expected. Stay the course, practice, 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 and you will get there. And if your little one is still struggling with early morning wakings or waking up all night long, or they won't stay in bed at bedtime, let alone morning time, we are here for you to help make sleep happen. So don't hesitate to reach out. And finally, per usual, thank you so much for listening.